Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 10th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And once again, this beautiful Thursday morning, as we prepare this message, we want to bless you with a reading and reflection from God's Holy Word. Today's message is titled Spiritual Disorientation. Scripture text is from Isaiah 5, verse 21.
Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight.
Brooksine and I are very similar in many ways, but one distinct difference we have is in regard to our interest in geography. Whenever I travel by car or plane or boat, I need to know just where I am in relationship to the rest of the world. I like to have a map on hand, knowing the direction of where I'm headed.
I, on the other hand, generally ride along, and apart from knowing where we're headed, I'm quite content to just go along for the ride. I don't worry about getting lost, since it's not my job to get us to our planned destination.
We took the train from Mount Joy into Philadelphia to deal with the stare citizenship at the INS office about 2 years ago. At the 30th Street station, we transferred to a subway to the designated station that was nearest the INS office. By the time I got out of the subway and up to the street level, I was all turned around and had absolutely no sense of where I was in the city. I thought I was walking south when in reality I was walking north. To use an old term, I lost my bearings, which I found very unsettling. I suppose I had a form of spatial disorientation.
Most aviation experts feel it was likely that John F. Kennedy Jr. experienced a phenomenon known as spatial disorientation, which led to his deadly plane accident in the ocean off of Martha's Vineyard, back when we lived in New England. In flight, a pilot can become so confused in haze or darkness without landmarks that he has absolutely no sense of direction. This is very serious for pilots who do not have instrument rating. A pilot may feel he is going straight ahead, when in fact he is diving down.
But there's a much more serious form of disorientation, which affects all of mankind in the spiritual realm. Rather than spatial disorientation, I would call it spiritual disorientation. Amazingly, though, most are not even aware of its effect or even that they are disoriented. Worse yet, they give little consideration to the eventual consequences of this disorientation. What a serious woe is expressed in our daily text. Read it again. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight.
Other scripture verses describe this disorientation. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, 2 Corinthians 4:4. And Proverbs 16:25 reads, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death."
Circumstances in our world seem to be ever more confusing, and the earnest believer must be vigilant in keeping the proper spiritual orientation. As believers, we must cry out today with the psalmist, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." We trust in the one of whom it is written, "He will be the sure foundation for your times." And finally, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Praise the Lord. Keep your spiritual orientation today.
Jesus, you are the solid rock that keeps us anchored in this vast landscape of shifting sands. Our unfading hope is secured in your finished work on the cross, and our guide map is the inspired Holy Scriptures that make us wise unto salvation. Help us to resist the temptation to look further or to add to your clearly prescribed plan for living a life that pleases you. We offer to you our lives as living sacrifices. May they be holy and pleasing to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, once again, it is a joy to share these few moments with you that choose to listen to our podcast. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, a ministry couple. We just celebrated Tuesday our 31st wedding anniversary. We met in Bible college back in the mid-70s and married in 1976 and have served the Lord together ever since. Brooksine has an opportunity to host a funeral today, so she's got her mind on that. Someone that specifically asked her, even though she's not a quote-unquote minister, she is really. I believe in God's sight. She'll do a good job. Well, we do have a couple of additional notes on the site today, as well as a link to a song that we feel would be a great supplement. If you care to listen to a supplemental musical song, an interesting version of On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. The photo today is a picture of a stone bridge that Brooksine took a couple of days ago at the Cameron Inn Estates, which is a beautiful area about 2 miles from us that we walked to. Well, we hope to once again be with you tomorrow through the podcast and the Ministry of Encouragement. May you be encouraged today. May you be strengthened in your walk as you recognize your spiritual orientation in Christ.